Blog Talk Radio.
Catching away of the saints
in the New Testament at the sound of the last trump, the dead in Christ will rise. But that's also when he returns. And so trumpets represent a few commanded to observe it. I'm going to play some music for a little bit while I get settled down here, and then we're going to get into the feast day. This is a mandatory feast day in the scriptures. If you are, for those that have never done this before, you want to first greet everybody in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, where no matter where you're at, whether you're in North America or South America, whether you're on the African continent, the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, any of the communist bloc countries, if you've never kept the feast days of the Most High, then this is a holiday that he ordained and he commands that we keep. Okay, and so we're going to read the reference scripture for that once we get into it. And then we're going to celebrate the new moon because we are also commanded to celebrate the beginning of month. And that starts with the new moon. And the seventh month, just so happens that the new moon is also a ordained or commanded feast day. So we are going to be in observance of both on this evening. I sent out another presentation, an invitation to this day. People will keep the Feast of Trumpets, but they won't necessarily keep the new moon. And again, I don't know why, but nevertheless, it is what it is. So this is a high holy day. It is a new moon also with the Feast of Trumpets in its celebration. And every year, this is one of those feast days that that doesn't change. It will always happen with a new moon because the first of the month is the Feast of Tabernacles. I don't know why I'm on Tabernacles. Feast of Trumpets. I've been on it for a minute. I don't know why. But the Feast of Trumpets, and but it will always happen with a new moon because it is the first of the month. Okay, so if you were celebrating the feast days in the past, you probably weren't celebrating the new moon with it, okay, the beginning of month. But it would be it's one of those feast days. I can see it in times past, and, you know, in the times of David and Israel, that, you know, they would gather with the king because the new moon would be a time that, you know, the king and all his sons, the princes and stuff, would make sure that they dine with the king at the new moon service. And then, you know, they would have whatever ceremonies that would happen at that service. Well, this would be one where you have everybody would have already been there for the new moon, and now they are having the Feast of Trumpets, the memorial blowing of the trumpet. I am going to attempt to blow my shofar on this feast day. Might not come out right at first, but I will get it to blow right, and then we will play the normal one that we usually use for the beginning of our service. But, you know, I've invited people. If they show up, then hopefully they show up with their shofars. And, you know, this is one of those feast days where if you have a shofar and you want to blow it, then, you know, we would allow that for you to blow your shofar in observance of this feast day. Okay, so let me play a couple of songs. And then we will get into this.
Everything I do is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. And you walk in the flesh, an example of love, it is a story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high to worship you.
And I bow down on my knees, all praise to you.
All praise to you.
You are the light
up high. I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak, And when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation, only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise, I raise to worship you. Bow down, all praise to you. Up high. I need you, yeah, I need you, yeah, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, I need you, oh.
I believe it's your turn to be the official responder for the people. So if you will be prepared to do that.
Yes, I am.
All right, and let us go ahead and start this and new moon celebration. Open up in prayer. We celebrate the festival of the new moon and this Feast of Trumpets as an appointment with Yah Elohim as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Father. We fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, the Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save and to bestow gracious favors to your people. In love, you are holy and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, to revere, and praise your holy name. And Sister Denise, if you repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
And Yah of Yahs.
Yah of Yahs.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23 through 25. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial blowing of the trumpet, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yah. In the book of Numbers, chapter 29 and verse 1. The book of Numbers, chapter 29 and verse 1. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is the day of the blowing of trumpets. Get one more verse here that I want to include in this that I didn't put in here. Let us also get Thessalonians 4:16. And we're actually going to get verses 13 through 16. First Thessalonians for chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of Yah, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of Yah shall not prevent them which are asleep. For Yah himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Mashiach shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yah in the air, so shall we ever be with Yah. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month and this feast of trumpets as a season of making amends and of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice in our lives to you upon your altar. And if you repeat after me, my sister. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Elohim, our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
Who has kept us, sustained us.
No, sustained us.
Sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
Amen. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you. And may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And if you will repeat after me, Sister Denise. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion.
When you will have compassion.
Upon your people.
Upon your people.
And restore your glory.
And restore your glory.
Once again upon Zion.
Once again upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
Amen. The reading of Psalms chapter 81, verses 1 through 5. to the chief musician upon Gazit, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. And on this feast day, we're going to do the blowing of the shofar. I have mine. I'm going to blow it. I'm going to blow it four times, the best that I can. And this is in memorial, in keeping with the memorial of the feast day. So give me a hot second. Let me warm my lips up. How those brothers get all those notes to come out that horn. But they do. It ain't easy.
So long.
What's that, my sister?
I say to blow that long, ain't it?
I know. I can't do it more than 10 seconds. So,
that's what I'm saying.
I am amazed. That's why I love playing that particular version, because it just shows what's possible. get all that from out of mine.
You did good, Brother Miles.
Thank
you.
Thank you, even to get it to blow. I remember first year, I couldn't even get it to blow. Anyway, also in the day of your gladness and in your appointed feast and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and offer the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. That's Numbers 10 and 10. So typically, when we get on the land, and we will all, for this feast day, we will all, for every new moon, we will go out and watch the stars, watch the moon. When we see the first three stars come and the crescent of the new moon, then we know it's a new month. But in at the same time in the seventh month, then we will also be blowing the shofar in that ceremony to honor the Most High. He says this is the memorial blowing of the trumpet. And as we read on last night, this is when he first did this with Israel, he came down and visited them, and they heard his voice. In the future, what the church is looking for is the last trump when Messiah will return and catch up the saints, those that he's going to catch up in the first resurrection. So we celebrate this, but we also know that the shofar or the trumpet is also used to warn. To warn, and he tells, you know, the watchman on the wall from the lesson last night, the watchman on the wall to warn the people when they are out of line with the Most High and warn them when they're in transgression. And if the watchman fails to warn them, then if the people die, then the Most High says he will count that blood against the watchman because he didn't warn them. But if he warns them that you know, Yah is coming and that he's going to judge and he's going to, you know, he may kill some people, and they don't take heed to it, they don't straighten themselves out, then their blood shall be on themselves. Celebrate this night really in remembrance and that Yah came down and that he's coming again. And that we are looking for not the earthly trumpets, but we're looking for those that blew when he came. There was a heavenly trumpet, a shofar that blew. And it was so loud that it caused fear to come upon the people. And so we look for that because that should be a cue to us that, oh, ain't nobody do that but the Most High. Not coming like that. Okay, so Sister Denise, if you'll repeat after me. Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, yeah.
And now we'll have the Shema.
Glorious kingdom reigns forevermore.
Let us go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and let us get verses 4 through 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one, Yah. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and all thy soul and with all thy might. These are the words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. In the Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad, Baruch Shema Kavod, Malkuto Lamhola Bahe, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. Now we're going to play the festive version of this.
Hallelujah. Let's do a little moving around. Let's do a little round.
Hero Israel. Yah our Elohim. Yah is one.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through the faith of operations of Elohim,
who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Mashiach in you, the hope of glory. Whom we every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened, to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. As Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. That the Elohim of our Master Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, seeing greatness of his power to us words who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your heart by faith, and that being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Mashiach which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. This is where we get the seven spirits that we are praying for. And that there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah. So, Sister Denise, if you'll be ready to repeat after me. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And you reply, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
And I will light the first candle of the menorah. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Tonight with the spirit of understanding. And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And Sister Denise, we receive the spirit of might.
Spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? And my sister, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill up your people this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah? And my sister, we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the spirit of fear, the fear of Yah.
Scriptures, Ezekiel chapter 47. And we will start there. Ezekiel chapter 47. And it shall come to pass, and it shall be that the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath and in all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, the meat offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel 46, starting in verse 1 through verse 6. Yah Elohim, thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and the day of the new moon it shall be open. And the prince shall enter in by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offerings and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offerings that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And a meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram and a meat offering for the lamb, as he shall be able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. The book of Isaiah chapter 66, 4. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. For as the new heavens and the new earth will I will make, so shall remain. As the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not cease, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding of his word.
Thank you.
triple praise for being our sin offering. Thank him, hallelujah, that we don't have to make all these offerings that they had to make in the past, all these blood offerings, but Messiah came and died once and for all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Joshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for being obedient and going to the cross for us. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
You didn't have to do it, but you did it, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Where would we be right now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But dead in trespasses and sins.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Now, because Messiah went and became our sin sacrifice, all of these other sacrifices, I'm going to read them right now, that we will be making today. You are now that sacrifice. Say that, Brother Miles. We're going to read it. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. The book of Romans chapter 12. And let's get verse 1. And when you have it, say amen. The book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Amen.
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies. A what?
A living sacrifice.
All these goats and bulls. They weren't all sin offerings. They were peace offerings. They were free will offerings. They were not for sin, and you're supposed to offer yourself a living sacrifice as a free will and a peace offering to the Most High. Animal. Your life. Holy and acceptable unto Yah, which is your what? Reasonable service. So all these animals that Israel used to offer, and you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor. See, this is supposed to be a what kind of savor? What kind of smell to the Most High? A sweet smell. And your worship and your praise to him is supposed to be a sweet smell.
Amen.
Unto him. You take the place of these animals. Messiah is the sin offering. We are supposed to be a sweet savor unto Yah. Our praise and our worship. So let us give the Most High what he deserves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. We just bow down before you, Yah. We present ourselves that living sacrifice. Acceptable and holy unto you, Elohim. May you find this praise worthy. Hallelujah. May it be a sweet smell in your nose, and may it be acceptable to you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, O Yah Elohim. Glory, Father. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We are supposed to be that sweet smell. Remember that thing. Don't ever not give the Most High his praise and his worship. Don't ever not be that sweet smell in his nostrils.
Amen.
Messiah has taken care of the sin offering. You are to offer yourself. Present yourself a living sacrifice. Which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. Let us sanctify the month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, Elohim of our fathers, that we began this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. We want to pardon, ask the Most High for pardon of all ignorant sin. If you have sinned willfully, then you need to go before the Most High yourself with that. And perhaps he will forgive you. Bless and sanctify this month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness. And with blessings and provisions for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of righteousness, of your honor, for your honor, and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when you will forever cease, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth in his name one. And let us all say amen.
Amen.
All right. And if you'll repeat after me, Sister Denise. We express our gratitude to you.
We express gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people Israel.
Who sanctify your people Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
Beginning of the month.
And continue to repeat after me. O Yah, our Elohim.
O Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayer for forgiveness.
Hear our prayers for forgiveness.
And for all our shortcomings.
For all our shortcomings.
And for all our transgressions and all our sins.
For all our transgressions and all our sins.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion and your mercy.
And seek your compassion and your mercy.
Yahweh our rock.
Yahweh our rock.
And our redeemer.
And our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Amen. O Yah Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that you in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness. That you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways. That you would give us what we need mentally to be of you and your words at all times. That you would give us what we need financially so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others. That you would give us what we need physically so that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all we do. And all the people say, amen.
Amen.
It is the memorial blowing of the trumpet.
let the world know.
World of Israel.
Snap your fingers, snap them. Snap your fingers, snap them.
World of Israel.
Snap your fingers, snap them.
Ain't nobody greater, ain't nobody greater.
You say that you love him, but you won't even keep his laws to save your life. You say that you need him, but when problems arise, you try to solve it your way.
You say that
you wanna go back with him. I know that that's a fact, but what is the use when you won't serve him? I advise you to serve the Lord right now. The Most High is the best, best, best. Ain't nobody greater. You do your test, test, test. Ain't nobody greater.
It's what I want, yeah.
When problems knock you down, so please,
please just remember this.
Ain't nobody greater. You say that there's nothing wrong with breaking God's laws. That there's nothing wrong,
and nothing bad will happen to you. But don't you know if you don't repent? But don't you know
you're gonna die?
But don't you know
you're gonna die?
But don't you know
you're gonna die?
But don't you know
but if you repent?
But don't you know
to save your life?
But don't you know
you're gonna die?
The Most High is the best, best, best. Ain't nobody greater. We'll help you do your test, test, test.
Nobody's greater.
He's
what God
wants, yeah.
He's his
heart. When problems knock you down,
when it gets hard,
so please,
please just remember this.
Ain't nobody greater. Sometimes in our lives we will make mistakes, but you gotta pray. He who overcomes will inherit all things. God's name. The Most High is the best, best, best. Ain't nobody greater. We'll help you do your test, test, test. Ain't nobody greater.
We stand in awe of you. come to us, we come alive.
By your spirit, God, send your spirit.
Amen, 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 amen. We need your spirit.
Yes.
We need your spirit. Hallelujah. If you will go and get your grape juice and your unleavened bread, we may take communion on this Shabbat, on this high holy day, beginning of this month, and for the Feast of Trumpets. And when you have it, if you will say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me get my unleavened bread.
Amen.
Is anyone that needs to have their grape juice blessed? Well, we'll bless it. You can just bless the cup that you're going to drink out of.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So if you will let us, I think I still have this in here backwards. We're going to go down and do the bread first, and we'll come back up and do the wine.
Yeah.
All right. If you will take the bread and put it in your left hand, place your right hand over it. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 2 through 11. And Sister Denise, if you will repeat after me for all the people. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
And everybody will now eat their unleavened bread. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Messiah, for
Hallelujah.
Going to the cross for us, being hung on a tree, and giving yourself for us, that your body might be broken.
Amen.
Amen. If you will now take the grape juice, put it in your left hand and place your right hand over it. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, who chose to emerge from the dwelling in, let me read that again. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be Elohim, of Elohim, and not of us. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yeshua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. And when he was with them, he said, take cup. This is the blood. This is my blood of the new covenant, Thank and drink it, ye all of it. Sister Denise, if you'll repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
And you may now drink your grape juice. Let us give the Most High hand cup of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body that was broken for us. Thank you for your blood that you have shed for us and paid for our sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For you made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. And we just glorify you on today. And we magnify you, Father, and we just bow down to you. We bow down to you, O Yah, and we glorify you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Now go and all those who have your meal, if you go get those now. So I'll play a song and let everybody come back so we can bless those, and then we will have our feast meal together. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says my king is a seven-way king. He's a king of the Jews. That's a racial king. He's a king of Israel. That's a national king. He's a king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of wonder, do you know it? David said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. My King is a sovereign King. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barrier can hinder him from pouring out his blessings. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He's august and he's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He is the supreme problem in high criticism. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He is the cardinal necessity for spiritual religion. He's the miracle of the age. He is the superlative of everything good that you choose to call him. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meager. I wonder if you know him. Well, this is my King. He's a key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him to you. Because he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your head. You can't outlive him. And you can't live without him. Yeah! 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 That's my King.
All right. Everybody back?
Yes.
All right. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. Father, we ask that you would bless these meals and the nourishment of our bodies in Christ's name, sake. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, let's dig in. Mac, mute your mic. How is everything going on up there in Minnesota, Sister Denise?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. The weather's still good? Not cold yet?
It's getting there. It's getting there. It was 60 today.
That's still a heat wave for y'all.
Yeah.
Amen. What about for you in Tennessee, Sister Mary?
Well, it was kind of hot today. It was 88.
That's definitely still summer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, but it rained like this morning, and then it got hot.
Mm, that made it muggy then.
It did.
Amen. Amen. And what about you, Sister Lorraine? How's the weather where you're at?
Oh,
wait a minute. You need to go out and come back in to, on that line. You sound like a robot.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Do you want me to disconnect
and come back? Yeah. Your line is not good. I thought I heard something like that. That was you. You ever watch Doctor Who? It's so called Doctor Who. They got some machines that sound like that. They call them a Dalek. Amen. So, yeah, you can go ahead and just either go out and come back in. Your line should straighten up, or I just won't ask you any more questions because we can't understand what you're saying anyway.
Okay, I'll try to come back in.
Okay, I can understand that. How you doing, Brother Gary? On mute. All right.
Unmuted. Everything's fine. It's getting kind of chilly, though.
All right, amen. How's your hip surgery doing? Is it doing good?
Everything's fine with that, except for now I think I need a knee.
You can't have mine. I hear you.
I'll just wear a brace. I'll wear a brace. I'll be good.
Going back tonight?
No working right now.
All right, amen. All right, let me unmute Sister Lorraine again. All right, let's see how you sound now.
Yes. Is that better?
That's better. Yes. Yeah. So how's the weather there?
It's good weather. It's still warm.
Okay. Well, it is 4 in the evening, and it's still 98 degrees here.
Whoa. Not that warm.
Yeah, it's pretty. We had, I think, monsoon storms yesterday. But, you know, we'll take all the rain we can get. Because we're still in a drought. All right, so while we're eating at the table, any questions, anything anybody want to bring up?
Did you change anything in the presentation?
I did.
The first one was good.
Oh, amen. Yeah, I put everything in my voice, and then I did change a couple of things. Man, this thing's kind of spicy, whatever it is. I put it out there on Hebrew Connect.
Right.
And got some favorable comments from it. You know, some people are showing interest. You know, we'll continue to out there, but you know, as we know, not just anybody can come and do it. So you know, we get interest, and from the very beginning, they know they got to be vetted. We're not just gonna say, yeah, you can just come and you can come.
Right.
So, but we do want to, attract more interest. We want to get this first part, these domes up. And so I want to get it drawn up and then take it, find out where I got to take it at to the county or whatever and submit the plan and, get their approval so that we can actually do this.
I understand what they meant when they told you that if a human voice sounds more personable,
mm-hmm.
It does.
Amen. Well, to y'all be the glory. I just wanted to sound as professional as possible, too.
It was. So, Brother Mal, you speak very well.
Oh, I, you know, when I was in the military, I used to give speeches all the time. And, you know, when they send you through, you know, the professional, what they call professional NCO training, non-commissioned officer training, then, you know, to learn how to give speeches and to do those types of things, the higher you go in rank, then the more they require of you. And I've never been not shy in that area. So, you know, I try to speak well. It wouldn't be good to be a teacher and then nobody can understand you.
Right.
That would not do well. But thank you very much. I'll take that compliment. You know, being in the world, I used to try to strive for those things, and every school I went to and those types of things, I always tried to be number one. And, you know, there's not been any military schools that I went to that I didn't graduate number one in my class. You know, because I worked at it. And, you know, that was how I, what's the word I'm looking for here? There's another word I'm looking for. It's not coming to me, but like graded myself. That's the standard that I put on myself. I wanted to be number one. Well, I had a supervisor. You know, I never forget this man. When I first went into the military, you know, young, 18 years old, and my first supervisor sat me down at my desk. He says, you know what, this is your desk. I don't want to know more about this desk than you know. But he trained me. And then from that point on, you know, I was an expert at that desk, everything that went on at my desk. And I, you know, sort of carried that through my military career and then into business and stuff, you know, being the expert at whatever you're doing.
Right.
And so, you know, when I got to Amazon, some smart people at Amazon did great. I'm like, where they find all y'all at? I've always been the smartest one. And I don't even compare to you guys. Just some smart people there. Know their stuff. And so, you know, to get hired with Amazon is saying something. To get hired into their engineering positions is saying something. Because, you know, it just is. You know, they don't just hire just anybody. And so we would have positions that would be open for 2 years because we couldn't find anybody that we would consider qualified to take them. So when I got hired and I found that out, I was like, okay, then I ain't that bad since y'all hired me then. But it you know, wasn't easy to get on there. Sometimes I go out there and take IQ tests. I'm not going to tell y'all what my IQ is, but
well, I'm going to tell you what mine is.
Amen. Amen. Because, you know, I don't want y'all saying.
When I was in the classroom, you have to take all those tests and all that.
Amen.
Excite classes, all my goodness.
Amen.
Yeah.
The more you take, the more it prepares you. Only one problem is getting old.
Huh. Can't remember none.
Can't remember none of it. I was sitting here thinking, I said, you know what, if I had to go back to work, I had to go back to work doing what I just came from doing, I'd have to go back and restudy right now. I can't remember none of the commands. I can't remember, you know, I remember a little bit, but, you know, that if I was going to interview, I would fail the interview. And yeah, that's what I did, but I can't remember nothing. I didn't want to remember it. I didn't want to go back to work. But I said if I had to, if I was going to go back into that, you know, into that, doing that same thing, just part-time or something. Because it's in high demand, but,
right.
And the pay is good. But I would probably fail the interview. But yeah, hopefully with the ads that, you know, I'm going to create more ads, more, you know, shorter ads, not anything anywhere near as long as that was. I will get the formula down to where, you know, I know what the what do you call it, the essentials of it should be.
Uh-huh.
It's just a matter of formulating that in my mind and being able to put it to, you know, to, into some program to make it look like, you know, those ads that you see on TV or you see on the computer, you got to have a gift to do those things. You got to be gifted at it. And that, you know, I was always on the back end. You want to know what's happening on the back end, how it works? Yeah, I can tell you all that. But then doing the front end, making it look good and all that, that was never me. So it's a new experience for me, trying to create seismic pieces and make them, you know, I don't think I have the patience to sit down and do every little bitty thing that needs to be done. Because I can make them look, I know they can look a lot better. And even the text would, you know, be able to look a lot better. But it takes time to sit down and, do I want this font? How large do I need it to be? You know, all this stuff.
You know, you kind of lose your patience when you get older, too.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I don't know if it's a lack of patience right now with that, could be, or just I got too many things going on and don't have, you know, the time to spend a whole lot of time on one thing.
That could be.
And I need to get it done. So, you know, I sit down and what I'm working on is what I'm working on. And I can't, you know, can't be distracted. If I get distracted, then nothing gets done. Because I'm just all over the place. Well, let me do this. Now let me do that. Now let me do this. And so I have to stop myself and say, no, let me just do one thing.
Right. What they call that multitasking.
Yeah, well, that's not good when you don't finish nothing.
Right. Well, it's not because something's going to be short.
Amen. Yeah, I can multitask, but then nothing won't get done.
Huh.
It'll be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I'm trying to, you know, and then I forget what I was doing, so I never come back to this until way too late.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's the biggest problem. When I was younger, I could do it, but I could remember. And I would always make sure that, you know, I came back to something and finished it. Now, I stop doing something, I forget it, and I might forget it for a week. But I needed it the next day, but I forgot. Well, you know, we'll get it out there slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely.
I think I got too much here to eat. Anything else? Anybody got any personal testimonies?
Well, I'd like to thank the Father for sending me to Tennessee because it's working out okay for
me. Amen. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I'm actually doing okay.
You got somebody there that is family that cares about you?
Oh, yeah. My niece. Sometimes she gets on my nerves, but then, you know, be all right. She's just four.
Amen. Well,
she want me to cook.
She wants you to cook.
Yeah. Well, she's going to make a pizza. I like a cake, a chocolate cake. That's what she does in her life.
Is that what she brought you there for?
No, but just for us.
Amen.
So strength and glory.
So, before you got there, who did it?
He did.
Yeah.
And she's still doing it.
Amen. Amen.
But well, she don't bake.
Or she don't?
No.
Do you bake?
I do.
Or what then?
That's why she's bugging.
Well, that's why she's bugging you.
Yeah.
I know you'll hook her up eventually.
I will. I just give her a hard time.
Amen. Amen.
So I can.
Well, don't start that you don't want to keep doing.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Amen. I know.
Down here and make her cook. You're just laughing at me.
You real funny.
I know.
Sister Denise, you don't cook?
I do.
Oh, well, I guess you wasn't playing then.
No, I wasn't.
You know I wasn't playing.
Amen. Amen. Now, who cooks from scratch?
Both of us.
All right, amen. It ain't coming out of a box then.
No, no.
All right, amen.
Even when I make my pizza cobblers and my pies and stuff, I make my own dough.
Oh, amen. Then you really cooking.
Huh?
Rolling out that flour and doing everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Then we should be good for the feast days, then. Should be good. Now, probably most of that stuff I can't eat. I can't eat no peach cobbler. It's sending my sugar sky high.
Oh, it will, Brother Miles.
I mean, like, give me a little bit of that cobbler. Yeah, not yet. That little bitty tiny crust on the corner there. And one piece. No, I love peach cobbler, and so that would be temptation out of this world.
Especially if it tastes like the one your mother used to fix it.
Oh, yeah. I used to make my own, though, but I didn't make it like that. I would take that, what do you call it, that, the cake mix, the vanilla, you know, for vanilla cake or a yellow cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take it and put some of that in the bottom of the pan. I would grease the pan. Put some yellow cake mix on the bottom of the pan, put some peaches on top, butter and peaches on top of that, and then put some more cake mix on top of it. Put it in the oven. Because I wasn't about to make it. Huh?
It sounds easy. I'm going to try that.
It turns out good. Turns out real good.
Do you mix up the cake mix like you would have with the butter?
Uh-uh. I just poured it on, because you know you got peaches in the can and they got juice.
Right.
And the cake mix mixes with that juice.
Hmm.
And you put the butter on top of that and it's like good grief. But that's when I was younger and I could do it.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't even attempt to do that. Because I wouldn't be able to eat it.
Right.
Just not.
Well,
I can't eat it, so I'm like, if I bake it, I won't eat it.
Yep.
And I'll be telling my people, come and get it.
Yeah, see, I won't tell nobody to come and get it. I'll be the native.
Brother Miles, do you know what a tea cake is?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is. What is it?
As I get older, we call it poor people's cookies. But my mom used to make them for us all the time. I love them.
What is it made out of?
And I can make them.
What is it made out of?
Flour, nutmeg, butter, sugar.
Like a sugar cookie?
No, mom.
Okay, so if you don't put sugar on top of it?
Nutmeg. Huh?
So if you don't put sugar on top of it?
No. No.
Okay.
Ask Sister Denise, you
had some of them.
All right, amen. That sounds like it will go good with coffee.
It will.
That's what I thought. That's what it sounded like. It will go good with coffee. All right, everybody finished eating?
I am.
All right. All right, amen. Let's go ahead and go ahead and finish up this service for this particular, for the Feast of Trumpets. Let's bow our heads and let us give the Most High a prayer on this after meal. Father Yah, we come before you, Father, and we thank you for today. We thank you for each and every person that is on the line. Father, we thank them for their loyalty and for their dedication to you, Father, and for their dedication to the vision. And just being ones that love you, Father, because I know they love you and they want to please you. They want to walk in your ways, Father, and I thank you for each and every one of them. Father, bless them in all that they do, everything they put their hands to, Father. Give them favor that people will know that they belong to you and that you are seen over their lives, Father, and that people will see the love of you in them. Father, bless their families. All that don't know you, Father, for their sake, Father, unction them to come to you. None of us wants to see our loved ones not saved. Father, if you would do it for us, we ask these things in your precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Let us go to the book of Numbers. And we're going to get verses 24 through 27. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 27. Yah bless thee and keep on thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. It is the Feast of Trumpets. Let us sound the shofar once again, knowing that every time that we hear this shofar, every time we play the shofar, that even when it's during our normal Sabbath days or when it's during the new moon or it's during the feast days, the Most High says when he hears the shofar, if we're blowing the shofar, if we call upon him, he will come. That's what he says in the scripture. Father, we need to hear from you. We need to have your presence. We need you to go before us. Come, Yah Elohim. Come see about your people. a prayer for the congregation.
Dear precious Father God, thank you for this beautiful and marvelous Tuesday. Thank you for allowing us to even know of Trump in your new moon. Keep us safe, Father, and bless us all. In Yeshua's precious name, amen.
In Yeshua's name, amen. He who exists will present you with gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up his wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless each and every one of you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, hopefully tomorrow morning, remember I love you. Happy Feast of Trumpets and Happy New Moon, Saints. Shalom.
Amen. Thanks. Amen.
Where are my glasses at? I'm seeing double. I'm reading.
Who are
Shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom, family. Shalom. Happy Feast of Prophets and Happy New Moon.
Thank you. You too.
See you guys tomorrow morning.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.